Hello, this is Nancy again, bringing you the Overcoming Call Reluctance 30-day system. We're on day two, and I just want to walk you through the manual and share with you a little bit of success I've had working this system. On day two, it starts by asking you to take 1 minute and visualize your big dream or goal, which is something you should have written down yesterday. Then write down how you will feel when it is a reality. So really, I want you to really get into this, not just writing it down and not getting the feeling of it, but really closing your eyes and visualizing what it'll be like when you achieve that big dream or goal. When I did this, I was dreaming of my house on the water, and I was dreaming of a bedroom with these double French doors, and when they open, I'm looking out over a deck and out over the bay, and I got so emotional about it, I actually teared up. And that's really what we want you to do. We don't want you to just give lip service to your dreams and your goals because, unfortunately, that doesn't really put you in a powerful place. You really have to feel what it is that you want to achieve to the point where you get emotional, whether you break out in a smile or you tear up. So take the time today and really do this. Spend some time visualizing it. Maybe it helps to write it down first and then close your eyes and visualize it. But don't shortchange yourself by breezing through number one. Number two, again, is your short-term goal. And again, we're just going to do this every day. We're going to represence what it is that you want to accomplish, whether it's this week or whether you set a 30-day goal. Just want to keep bringing that to mind. Number three is the caller activity today that will get you closer to your short-term goal. So what can you do today that's going to move you forward? And a lot of times, I think we'll look at our desk and say, oh, maybe I should clean that off because I'm not organized and I really need to get ready to make that call. And really what we find is that's just an avoidance behavior. That's usually how you know that you're afraid to do something, is you find all these other things to do besides working this system or besides making the phone call. So really pick an activity, and it typically will involve another person that's really going to move you forward. And I think the way I know when I'm really about to do something I'm scared to do is I get some sort of physical sensation. I start to get nervous, my voice starts to shake, I might even start to sweat a little bit, or my hands start shaking. That's how I know that I'm really scared to do something. But those are usually the activities you have to do in your business that make the biggest difference. And then once you're through it, once you've done it, you feel amazing. So think of that activity. Think of that thing that you're just freaking out. You're just scared, terrified to do it. That's what we want you to do. It's day two. Let's get to this. Number four is again the story that's creating your fear or hesitation. What's making you so nervous? What is it that you're telling yourself about this call or this activity that you're going to do that's creating your fear? You want to be really clear about your story. Then again, you want to go into the tools, pick the one that you think will be the most helpful, and use it to push through your fear. Remember again, number six, don't forget to acknowledge your success. At some point, you may just want to acknowledge the fact that you're still working the system, even if you've not picked up the phone or not done that thing that you were really scared to do. Maybe you picked the second one down on your list or the fifth one down on your list of things that you're scared to do. But you're still with us. Day two, acknowledge that as a success and move yourself towards the freedom scale. I will be back tomorrow. Have a great day and keep pushing through your fear.